The nation's alert level is back at orange, the second highest warning. It was raised last night, which means the government thinks there's a high risk of another terrorist attack. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge also announced a new set of security measures called Operation Liberty Shield. NPR's Pam Fessler covers Homeland Security. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The return to Code Orange might have been expected with war pending.
That's right, Bob. Everybody widely anticipated that this would happen. The government clearly has some fear that there might be reprisals for any attack upon Iraq. Tom Ridge last night, when he announced the increase, said that there was highly reliable information that there might be multiple attacks against U.S. targets and the targets of coalition allies. He also said that some of these attacks might involve chemical, biological, or radiological weapons. He gave a fairly detailed justification for raising the alert. He said that the threat might came from not only from Al-Qaeda operatives who might try to justify an attack in the name of supporting the Iraqi people, but he also said that there was some intelligence that attacks could come from Iraqi agents, other extremist groups, and he also noted the possibility of individuals or ad hoc terrorist organizations waging attacks.
So now there's Operation Liberty Shield. What does that entail?
That's right. A lot of the security measures are similar to what we would have with a regular Code Orange and what we saw the last time, last month when we had Code Orange, increased screening at the borders and at airports, more police protection at critical sites such as monuments and power plants. There'll be more greater air surveillance over cities such as Washington and New York, increased Coast Guard protection of the ports. But there are also some additional measures that they're putting in place at this time under this new program called Operation Liberty Shield. Among some of the most notable ones, the administration announced that individuals who are seeking asylum from some 34 countries that are believed to be havens for terrorist groups, when those people come to the United States seeking asylum, they will be detained throughout the asylum process. A spokesman for Homeland Security said the last time, last year, most of those asylum seekers were from Iraq. Tom Ridge said that he had asked the nation's governors to provide National Guard protection for critical sites such as bridges and railroads. The FBI will be increasing surveillance of suspected terrorists and also will be conducting interviews with Iraqi-born individuals in the United States.
What else? You're not back to duct tape and plastic sheeting.
Well, no, but the core message still remains from what they said in the last Orange Alert. They say that individuals need to be prepared, that they should have a plan for meeting family members in the case of emergency, phone numbers, rendezvous points, that they should keep emergency supplies in their own homes. We'll also be seeing stepped up police protection throughout the country. However, quite frankly, a lot of state and local officials say they still lack the information they need to do anything more detailed than they've already done. They complain that they're not getting the information they need from the federal government, and they also say they're not getting the money they need.
NPR's Pam Fessler.